Now, Senator Cardin, can you just tell us really quickly what the problems are with the rebels? There's a faction that is the Free Syrian Army. They are, you know, as pro-Western as you can expect over there. But there's also parts of Hezbollah. There's also parts of Al Qaeda that are there that are fairly significant. And we've seen executions of prisoners that were tied and bound. We've seen beheadings. And even more disgusting things that I don't care to go in. The idea of a telegraphed punch, which is what we're seeing here, is aiding them, essentially. The last question, just tell us why we shouldn't worry about that, or if we should.
Well, and make it clear, the sole authorization for military force is to deal with the use of chemical weapons and not to deal with the ongoing civil war. I've been to Syria. I was there a couple years ago. I've been to the border areas. I was there this year in Turkey. I've seen firsthand the opposition as well as the refugees that have fled Syria. There is organized opposition, many of whom we know very well, that we have a lot of confidence that they're the type of people who would respect the rights of all Syrians. But there are elements, particularly in the northern region, that present real problems because they're extremists. They have relationships with Al Qaeda. The al-Nusra elements are certainly the ones that we have no confidence in whatsoever. So any international support that is given to the opposition in Syria needs to be vetted to make sure it goes to the right groups and not to the extremists.